98.1 Power FM. It's Dana and Dylan with you this morning, thanks to Harvey Norman Muswellbrook Fair. Now, today is the 1st of September, which means the fire season kicks off today. And to tell us more about how to get ready, we have Acting Regional Manager at Bolga Fire Control, Ken Hepplewaite, on the air with us. Morning, Ken.
Good morning. How are you?
We're really good. Now, considering it's the 1st of the month, what should we be doing around our homes to really prepare as best we can for bushfire season?
All right, we should be making sure our all the area around our house is safe and clear of any vegetation. So one of the things we want to do is make sure that there's no overgrown grass around our house and there's no combustible materials anywhere near our houses.
How far away from your house should you be clearing?
Oh, look, we suggest you should have a good clear area around about the 20 metres around your house and that makes it safe for you.
And just talking about preparing, as well as doing stuff around your house, it's also important to have that conversation with people in your household, like your family, about how to evacuate when there is a fire approaching, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. All households out there should have a bushfire survival plan. And that requires four things, and that's just to discuss. So, you know, have a plan, discuss it with your family so that you know if there is a fire, when you're going to go somewhere, where you're going to go, and how you're going to go there and what you need to take.
Are there regulations involved as to, like, I mean, I wouldn't even know where to start with a fire plan to put in at my household. How do you go about putting one of those together?
Yeah, there's a simple process. So you can contact your local Rural Fire Service Fire Control Centre or on the Rural Fire Service website. There's a little pack there that shows you how to go about setting up a bushfire survival plan.
Yeah, now just on that point, in terms of getting ready, should you have a bag packed and that type of thing?
Yeah, I think so long as you've got the essentials you need, so medications, phone charges and so forth, have them in a handy spot that you can just grab the bag and go. And that way you're safe for a few days and, you know, got the essential stuff that you need.
And finally, Ken, what is the bushfire season looking like here in the Upper Hunter this season? Is it looking like it might be okay?
Yeah, look, we've had a lot of grass growth over the last 12 months, and that grass is starting to die off now. So the further we get into spring and summer, then the bigger the chances that it's going to die off and it's going to be a bit of a problem for us. Our crews have been chasing a number of grass fires over the last 4 weeks, and that's a bit of a worry for us. So but again, it's permits now are in force, so people shouldn't be lighting fires without a fire safety permit, and that's our way of sort of having a little bit of control over what the landowners are doing.
Wonderful. We're chatting with Ken Hepplewaite. He's the acting regional manager of the Bolga Fire Control. Thank you so much for enlightening us this morning.
No worries. Like I say, any further information is available on the RFS website. They can go there and get information.